It's time here on RNIB Connect Radio to check in once again with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth, how are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
It has been fantastic to hear about all the great news from the great British Olympic team and all those medals they have won in Tokyo over the last couple of weeks, and hoping for similar success with the Paralympic Games too. We have heard how much mental health plays a part in defining the outcomes of both Olympic and Paralympic athletes. Elizabeth, do you think there is enough emphasis on mental health as we come out of lockdowns and restrictions?
I think you've stated the reality, Toby. There's definitely not enough emphasis on mental health. Every day we're told the numbers of infections, hospitalizations, and of course deaths, along with vaccination rates. But there's really no mention of the growing number of those experiencing real issues. We need to be looking at helping those who've been shielding and also those who've chosen to stay in and have now really lost confidence. An important facet of overall physical health, as you know, Toby.
And do you think it helps if people in the public eye start talking about mental health difficulties too?
I mean, in days gone by, it would have been unthinkable to talk about raw feelings. A personal example is my father-in-law, who survived a long spell in a Japanese prisoner of war camp. First of all, he, like his compatriots, never spoke about the atrocities they lived through. I've always wondered whether the cancer that took his life in his early 60s could have at least been delayed with proper counselling. The fact that we're hearing more and more about mental struggles and hopefully how those Olympic athletes or television personalities have worked through and overcome difficulties, it's very helpful, but it's ordinary people that the NHS need to focus on.
And if someone is listening to this and they need some help, where should they turn to?
Well, I've always believed in talking your problems through, Toby, a partner, trusted friend, maybe somewhere to start. Potentially, the thing that's troubling you can be seen from a different perspective when you talk it over with someone. If taking the first step outside your home seems just too daunting, then if you don't have a family or close friend to help, then there are befriending services through councils in your area. Leaning on someone's arm as you go around the block can be the beginnings of life returning to normal.
And should people approach their GP for help too?
Of course, there are those who need more help, and speaking to your GP may be the very first step in many instances. Medication can play a part, and if it's something new, then have a chat with your pharmacist about what to expect. For example, many antidepressants can give you a mild nausea in the first few days, and then it takes up to maybe a fortnight to produce the full effect. So if you're not aware of that, you may give up on the medicine before it starts to work. Hopefully not. Your doctor will also be able to send you for counselling. Something like cognitive behavioural therapy. Now, that's a talking therapy run by trained individuals, and that helps you understand the thoughts and feelings that are perhaps causing certain behaviours. Mindfulness classes, by focusing the mind on the present, that can greatly reduce stress. And in some areas, GPs are giving exercise prescriptions, which is not only helping physical fitness, it's also beneficial for mental health.
Finally, Elizabeth, you were telling me that if we are going to get a booster COVID vaccination this autumn, that it might be beneficial to get a different jab from the ones that we may have previously had.
Yes, the health secretary in England, Sajid Javid, was actually talking about the second vaccine possibly being different. And of course, boosters, we don't know whether we're going to get them yet or not. The research, the mix and match trial, showed that using different vaccines for the first and second jabs could possibly lead to better immune responses. The researchers also said it was particularly beneficial for those who were given the AstraZeneca vaccine. So it may well be that if a booster vaccine is announced for the autumn, then you could be offered a different make.
Well, as always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to get in touch and maybe ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
All the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, thank you once again, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure, Toby. Thank you.